This Brahman is really known when it is known as the self of each state of consciousness. And to me, that is the very key to all of it.
Important verse here.
Yes.
Because Swamiji didn't do so well that one.
Really?
The previous one, the first one is that definition of Brahman.
Yes. Well, for many years, that verse to me has been very highly important. It's a beautiful verse. If you can really understand it, really appreciate it.
You have to understand the difference between the scientist's view of consciousness. See, for them, they, according to science, they think the matter is the first, and consciousness came later. Because, in a way, we see the original matter. Because for the matter, even though they do not know, they are one and the same. Because when the consciousness is not manifest, okay, use the word pure knowledge instead of consciousness. Same thing, being conscious, being aware, is actually knowing. Being conscious is being knowing. Being aware is knowing. So if the very adjective, the word knowledge is enough, knowledge is enough. And knowledge is the substance, when you say, but we are using Vedanta, the Shuddha Jnanam, no, Vyakta Jnanam, the pure knowledge, the manifest knowledge. Okay, the pure knowledge is unmanifest. But unmanifest is as good as non-existent, because non-transactable, isn't it? Therefore, for them, the matter is first. And the manifestation of knowledge, they take it as what? Beginning of consciousness. So according to them, consciousness is a beginning. Beginning of life is the beginning of consciousness. In fact, beginning of life is not the beginning of consciousness, pure knowledge. So manifestation of consciousness is what? Beginning of life. And consciousness becoming unmanifest is what? End of life. And the manifestation, becoming unmanifest and being manifest, becoming manifest. Not that becoming, there's not some action here, isn't it? Becoming manifest is an action, and becoming unmanifest is not an action here. It changelessly it is there. What is that really which even gives rise to that the reason called the becoming manifest and becoming unmanifest? It is the presence and absence of vrittis. Consciousness doesn't become actually, isn't it? In terms of the rising of vrittis, there is manifestation. And the vrittis are absent, there is no manifestation. If consciousness becomes manifest, becomes unmanifest means, is there any becoming really? There is no becoming. Yes, consciousness is. There is no becoming, in fact. The manifestation of consciousness, you should not, even if you say consciousness becomes manifest, there is manifestation of consciousness in the presence of thoughts. The thoughts resolve, the manifestation also resolves. The manifestation resolves.
But what causes the riti to arise? Why do the riti manifest, or how do they manifest?
See, vrittis being there, vrittis being resolved is part of the function of the mind. It's a function, isn't it? Mind itself is a function. See, if you say mind is subtlest material, if you can go, what is subtlest material had to go? See, that's why yesterday, I don't know whether I told you yesterday. Did before I told you? Maybe in Taittiriya class I was supposed to say that. Maybe I'll do next class. When you analyze this panchakoshas itself, when you start with this, suppose the apart from this sthulashaya, annamayaha, pranamaya itself is, we say, subtle material. And subtler, if we go to mind, what is mind? Mind is actually the subtler material. And there, the vrittis, which rise and resolve, the function, is indicate the function of the mind. And the function means, why there is a function? Because it is within the realm of order, isn't it? And that function of the mind is determined by what order means. Order is what? Order is the continuity of the karma, isn't it? Parabdha. Parabdha only. Therefore, here in Kithadi, they say the karma. Parabdha, in fact, you can sleep even in the daytime. Doesn't mean you should be sleeping only in the night. You can be sleeping in the whole day, daytime also. You can keep awake the whole night also. It's a night and day, isn't it? Sleeping, actually, the prarabdha, see, if you are destined to have some rest, the prarabdha, the punyam, you will have some sleep. Sleeplessness is a papam, you know that? Some rest. And when you are awake, there is some punyam. For you not to have pain. Not having pain itself is pleasure. Absence of pain is pleasure. There's no meaning of pleasure. What is pleasure, if you ask, then define, you know. What is pleasure? I will define. Absence of pain is pleasure. Not something, no. Just that. There's no pain, pleasure.
When you speak of the mind, what comes to mind? When you speak of the mind itself being the subtlest manifestation, it strikes me that it's very, very close to consciousness because it's so subtle.
And much closer than that is even the Anandamaya. Anandamaya kosha means, Rojaji, why we call it? See, the subtlest material is Anandamaya kosha. Because you can never comprehend how the subtlest material matter is. Because when you can understand, you know, because the pure consciousness is the only substance when you say, you have to say there is no such thing called ignorance also. Then you have to talk about the second thing, is the second material. This absolutely what is there is only consciousness. Even total ignorance is what? It has relative existence. It's a condition, another order of reality. That is why we see in panchakoshas, let me tell you this, make it very clear. In panchakosha prakriya, when you resolve the individuality in totality first, and let me tell you, we make it very clear. The individuality is resolved in totality, means, and by, you know, from at each level, how you can't just overnight, you just suddenly you can't leap, and then you say, oh, whole prapancha is Brahman, you can't say that. You have to see how everything is Brahman to arrive at it also. Panchakosha prakriya is very important. Because you take your sthula sharira, annamayaha, and you see that it doesn't have independent existence outside of the total. No wave can ever exist independently by itself without the ocean being around. Is there such an existence of something independently without anything being around? The wave alone can exist. The wave, you know, the name, the form, the existence, is it possible such a thing? So nama rupa wave cannot exist by itself. independently. Isn't it? So for the wave, even as an individual wave to be there, there must be ocean. As a, so the, even before that wave Namarupa, the individual wave, now when there is this as a part of the ocean also, before that also where was it? Not outside of the ocean. And even as the wave also, where does it exist? Never is outside of the ocean. The wave cannot say, no, I don't care for you, I want to be away from you, let me go away and stay away from you. Can the wave ever go away from the ocean? Where can it go? And even the wave resolves, where does it? So the actually speaking, the wave Namarupa, manifesting, the, you know, coming into existence and being and resolving, all the three happen only within the realm of the ocean only. That is why you understand here, this start from here, the Annamayaha, take the Annamayaha which is tangible for us. And this Annamayaha, if you really analyze, what is it actually? What is this Annamayaha? Because you cannot think of consciousness straight away. Oh, this body has come and taken from consciousness. Can't talk, think about it. You don't have an idea of what consciousness is. Therefore, what is easily known to us now, we just see this physical body is as good as any other physical form here. And a tree's body, an animal body, a worm's body, any body, all life forms, you know, the physical forms of all the living beings are one and the same. However it looks, the plant body, animal body, worm body, human body, any physical form is one and the same. It's a big lesson, isn't it? Because originally, all of them are, if you see the food also, it can be reduced to what now? Earth. Earth can be reduced to what? 5 elements. Therefore, we say the grossest matter, that is when Tattva Bodha we see the basic lessons. Panchasthula Bhutani, Sukshma Bhutani, what is grossification, how gross elements come. And yet now we don't even know subtle elements. We only know the gross matter. These gross elements constitute the gross matter. Means, so it's a gross matter and everything here is a gross matter only. Therefore we say that, okay, that means this has no independent existence outside of this totality of the gross matter. Therefore it is that. Therefore, this is the karyam and his karnam. You resolve that individuality at physical level. When you resolve the individuality at physical level, and even physical level you can resolve what? Individuality is resolved. And where is I here? Even if you think body is the I. Aham deha. Okay, even let the dehatma buddhi be there. Even the aham sense is in deha. Where is the I? What is I? Is there I, physical body, without this gross, total gross matter? It's ahankara. This is called ahankara, you know. Swami says it's a bloated fellow, bakasura, has to be, you know, put him to starvation, make him thin. Then you can take, you know, kill him. That's what we're saying. Because so, the very understanding, my God, there's no such a thing called individual wave existing by itself, independent of the ocean. This physical, even if you think aham the deha, what is this deha all about? Don't need to go into details of the deha. All that it can be reduced to what now? We don't need much of science here. We don't need to study the cell division, don't need to study about the protoplasm and then all these things, how the heart functions, not necessary. All medicine and all that are not necessary here, really speaking. The basic thing, what is it? What is it? We think very well. Simple lesson, isn't it? Annata jayate, annena vardhate, annena jivati, annam prayati, prayanti abhisam vishati. Annam prayati abhisam vishati. It does become the menu, does become the soil. Cremation, isn't it? So this aham, if there's no everything, the whole thing you say, really speaking, this I has no meaning. This is what understanding. So physically you don't really go and do anything with the really, you don't mix it. how you mix coffee and milk. There's no mixing or merging. Cognitively, you resolve the notion. Is there anything I notion, isn't it? Purely intellectually, you're resolving the individuality in totality. Then aham is, what now? The fat aham, still I won't go that easily, no? Little thin. Small, no? It's like dieting. Then you go to prana, because you have to settle everything, you have to account for everything, what all you know as an individual. Then you go to prana. What is this prana? Prana means, we say rajoguna. You know, it's a manifestation of rajoguna, which means activity. See, prana, without the physiological functions, there is no energy which sustains the physical body, isn't it? So physiological functions indicate the energy being present. Without the energy, the powers of organs of actions cannot be activated. So energy, therefore, powers of organs of actions and physiological functions put together as pranamaya kosha, because kriya shakti, the power of activity, the power of activity is grosser than power of, the power of iccha shakti, desiring. And the power of the knowledge is subtler than iccha shakti. The powers, any power, just take power. Jnana shakti alone becomes what? Iccha shakti. Iccha shakti becomes what? Kriya shakti. What is this shakti? All these shaktis are what? Ultimately one only. So this pranaha, when you say individual pranaha, this five pranas and five sense powers, the five powers of organs of actions, amazing, just think about it. Five powers of organs of actions. Karma indriyani. No? Sometimes we may not use the power. That's, for example, reproductory, power of reproduction, reproductory organ. The power of excretory organ. And our power of organ of speech. And the powers in the hands and power in the power in the legs and hands. These are the five powers. These five powers, I tell you, these five powers have to be activated. Only then physical body can move. These powers are resolved, your body will not move. The powers are present. The powers must be functional. Can you see what this power is? You don't see through physical eyes. But these powers are very much present. And they say, this power itself is subtle, intangible. Do you see the power, these powers? Completely invisible, intangible, imperceptible. But these powers are non-functional. There's a time these powers are non-functional. There's a time these powers are functional. You know, so these powers can be functional. When they're functional, the body can be active. The powers are present, body is alive also. And for which prana must be, must be there. So prana and five powers are come together functional, active. Of course, in deep sleep state, pranas have to be functional all the time, the body to be alive. But this sense powers also have to be functional, no? In deep sleep state, these powers are all non-functional. That's why body is lying like that. The powers are, so what? Present. You cannot make a deep, the person who's asleep, no, make him stand up and make him walk. No, you cannot do it. There's no will here. For if we are asleep means where is the will? No attitude possible. So this prana, now you just see this already, this 10, these function, the powers and the functions, the physiological functions. You may know the organs, but the functions you cannot see. So if there is, means, now again same logic you have to apply here. These, not the power function of respiration, now the inhalation, exhalation, then circulation, digestion and retention. Retention also, they can go out, no? Some gravitational force is there in the body. That is what is we say always is the power of retention is blessed by this gravitational earth. So it keeps the, it can go out, no? Udana prana. So all these continuously happy means, these pranas, these functions, can they just exist independently without the physical body? A physical body resolved in the total gross matter. And these powers alone, can they exist independently? That is what I taught you the day in the Upasana. The powers, the pranamaya kosha, the prana doesn't have independent existence. Outside of the body it is non-existent. It is as good as non-existent. It can't function. Non-functional prana is non-transactable prana. Non-transactable is as good as non-existent. So even these five pranas cannot just be as an individual prana shaktis. Cannot just be by themselves. This is something, it's a samashti. Which means this prana shakti also, it is also about how this physical body as a gross material product is part of the total gross. So this individual prana also is part of the samashti only. So all these powers also what no? Part of the samashti only. That is what we say, vyashti shakti is indriyam, samashti shakti is devata. We just give the name devata. Total power, no? Corresponding total power is what? We call devata. Indriyam devata. So now in this, then you understand this also is what? No? Resolvable in the total power. Totality of prana shakti, pranamaya. So we call it pranaha, because pranaha, pamashti pranaha, pranamayaha you say, it's like saying ocean is, you know, samashti, wave is vyashtihi. So also we say the samashti prana, without that it has no independent existence. Therefore you say maya, use it, it's a modified form of that only. The total is there as the individual. Total alone appears as the best individual. One total being appears as many individuals. One ocean appears as many waves. That is why the waves are not outside of the ocean. The wave, ocean does not appear to be many waves. We can very well say the ocean is one whole ocean. Appears to be many waves. No, that's not true. Waves are many and countable, and they're different. Let the waves go and stay outside of the ocean then. So one ocean alone appears to be many waves. What is this? Only one ocean. But appearance, it appears to be many. What is this? Only one ocean. The same way the prana shaktis, we talk about the shaktis, all five powers, and all these powers and all these physiological functions. Where is the vyashti? We had all the individual powers had together to be taken as what? One samashti only. You understand? One samashti. So this is how your prana mayaha becomes resolved in samashti pranaha. And we give this name. Okay, totality of the gross forms. What can we give, call it? Virat. My God, one cosmic being appears as many, one ocean appears to be many waves. one, you know, whole appears to be many gross forms. Vividham rajate, one alone shines as many. Therefore, Virat. Then in the same way you resolve the individuality of Pranamayahal, that layer of personality also. Rastama is so beautiful. You cannot make it simpler than this. So Pranamaya just helps you to see how subtle this is. You have to say individual is a composite of all these layers of personality. And really make it firm, like how you place your foot on every step. You are very careful. You just don't just leap and then fall down and break your bones. You just carefully place your foot and stay and see that you are stable. Then you proceed further. So this pranamaya, what is this pranamaya? Is there a vaishya prana? Is there individual seeing power, individual hearing power? Is an individual power of, you know, the power of legs, the power of walking, power of holding, power of throwing, power of the powers of actions, organs of actions? No. This part of the samashti only. Are there individual pranas? No, part of the samashti only. Therefore, what we have now? Okay, this is, that means again at next level also, you've already resolved the sthulam in the samashti sthulam. Samashti sthulam means what? Virat. Now this vyashti pranamaya also resolves in samashti prana. Then you go to the next layer. As you are resolving, you have to see this also here. What about the samashti sthulam? Samashti annam. The samashti annam has no existence independent of his prana. Samashti prana. There cannot be samashti, this sthula shariram, independent of the sukshma shariram. So resolve the samashti annam, grass matter also, total grass matter in total prana shakti. Then you move on to the next layer of personality, manaha, vyakti manomayaha. What is manomayaha again? The sense powers. Is a seeing power of an individual, hearing power of an individual, the power of all these powers. Again, those powers also, without the mind backing, they'll be non-existent. And these powers, which are functional, they are functional, then there is perception. The powers are non-functional, there is no perception. There is no eye or he, ear or nose, tongue. It has no meaning without these powers being active. So for these powers to be activated, for these powers to be functional, and the mind has to be backing, that's why we put them together, as six of them together, as the manomaya kosha. And in manomaya, there is no such thing called this. No, desire. We call it desire. Mainly desire we say. Manaha, mainly desire. The desire itself implies ignorance being there, inadequacy being, sense of inadequacy being there, you know, that need being there. So, anxiety being there. Desire, one thing called desire implies so many things. Where there is desire, there will be anxiety, there will be fear, there will be very natural anger, there will be confusion, and there will be ignorance, the sense of inadequacy, there's emotional needs, dependence. Desire, one thing is enough, okay? You don't need to have everything. One phenomenon called desire has existence, means it doesn't exist by itself. Desire alone stands there in the mind. Only desire is there, no anger, no jealousy, no hatred. You know, you can say that. Now, who is in the house? Only he alone is there. She alone is there. You can say that. No, only desire alone is in my mind. There is no anxiety, there is no fear, there is no sense of inadequacy. There is no, I don't need really anything. There is no need, such thing called emotional needs and dependence. There is no ignorance also. You cannot say that. Desire is like how only one way cannot be there, okay? One thought, desire is means, it implies what? All other thoughts being there. And these all the individual the thoughts also, the thoughts which arise in one given mind, cannot be just there. And mind is mind is no form. It's the subtlest material. And the functional mind implies, mind being functional implies thoughts being there. Mind being non-functional, what now? Means the thoughts being resolved. If thoughts are resolved, mind is resolved, non-functional mind. Thoughts are there, functioning mind, functional mind. So this individual, is there such a thing called individual desire, individual's anxiety, individual's ignorance, jealousy, hatred, sitting there alone? No. Just you have to just think. No, individual mind alone is here. No, no, what do you think? So it is part of the total mind alone. So samashti manaha. When you say that, now you can understand here, from here you have to start again. This, the grossest is the effect, subtler is the cause. So from Vashti, Manomeha, again you now resolve the Vashti, Manomeha and Samashti Manaha. Then you go to next, Vashti Vijnanamayaha. Again, Vijnanamayaha again was the knowledge, intellectual aspect of the Antahkaranam. With the sense powers, six of them constitute what? Vijnanamayaha, Koshaha. This one, again, there is no such thing called no individual's, the knowledge of an individual intellect. Now, there is no such thing of only one person's knowledge existing by itself, non-mind. There is no individual's intellect existing by itself. So, intellect also is what? No, the part of the total only. At different levels. You resolve the each layer of personality, at each level, you resolve the individuality in totality. So, Vyashti Shari Sthula Deha is what now? Is part of the Samashti Sthula Prapanchaha. Vyashti Pranaha is part of the Samashti Pranaha. Vyashti Manomayaha is part of the Samashti Manaha. Vyashti Vijnanamayaha is part of Samashti Vijnanam. You talk about samashti, don't talk about as a maya. Only Vyashti is maya. Vyashti is maya. If you can say tarangaha samudra mayaha, you can say that. Ocean alone appears in the form of many waves. So samashti alone appears in the form of many Vyashtis. So vijnanam, samashti vijnanam is subtler than this samashti manaha. Samashti manaha subtler than the samashti prana. Samashti prana subtler than the samashti annam. Samashti sthulam. Total gross matter. So if you go like this, again samashti sthula, the samashti prana, samashti manaha, samashti vijnanam, subtler. To understand that, you have to use your own thinking here. So without the knowledge, there cannot be desire for an object. Desire cannot arise for something unknown. There must already be what? No, knowledge. And for knowledge to take place, there must be what? No, there must be perception, isn't it? There must be perception. Only then you understand, okay, there is a bunch of flower. Someone say perceived it, then there is a knowledge that there is a bunch of flower. Oh, I want to get it. Then I'll go to the flower market. perception, knowledge, isn't it? Knowledge, then the desire to buy it, then I walk, action. So action is preceded by the need, desire and need. And a need and desire arise only when there is a knowledge. Many years ago, I never had a desire for iPod. Because we were not aware of it. Once you know there is a desire, once you have desire, then when desire is there, they make all efforts. Go online, check where is cheap, eBay, what, try everything. There is a karma, isn't it? Activity, won't sleep otherwise. Go for the latest gadget, what is there? Why? You know. You come to know, then that knowledge what now stirs desire. The desire comes, then stirs again, more stirring. And until the activities takes place, then desire gets what now becomes action. And action is performed, desire is fulfilled, and you are calm for a while. Again something will come up. That is why na jnanam shaktihi, Icha Shaktihi, Kriya Shaktihi. You see the beauty of it? All the three are what now? Three manifestations. Threefold manifestations of one power only. One power alone is manifest as Jnana Shakti. One power is manifest as what? Icha Shakti. The same power is manifest as Kriya Shakti also. The power of activity, the power of desire, and the power of knowledge. One alone becomes the three. Therefore, then this manifest powers are given the names as what? Sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha. So here we say these powers, these powers are all manifest powers. Understand? The power of knowledge, the power of activity, the power of desiring, all of the manifest powers. And when, then next is what now? Anandamayaha. Anandamayaha is what now? All these powers are not manifest. The powers are, but unmanifest. There is no knowledge in deep sleep state. There is no desire in deep sleep state. Therefore, no activity is possible in deep sleep state. The powers are all dissolved. There is no knowledge. There is no desire. There is no activity. And all are resolved. Can you differentiate which is very subtle? The powers are very subtle. At least in waking state, when you analyze, you are able to really differentiate. Isn't it? Don't you? Definitely, activity, actions are not possible without the desire being there. Desires are not possible without the knowledge. At least now you analyze and understand waking. In deep sleep state, there is no knowledge of anything. There is no desire for anything. Therefore, there is no activity possible in anything. Because sense power is resolved, isn't it? Then the powers of organs of action is also resolved. Why? Because the very mind is resolved. Antakaran thoughts are all resolved. So when all of them are resolved, when they are all undifferentiated, aren't they? In deep sleep state, can differentiate differentiate the powers? In deep sleep state, those powers are there or not? Tell me. Powers are very much there. But even though the powers are there, can you differentiate those powers? The unmanifest power is undifferentiable, undifferentiated. Avyakta Shaktihi, Avyakrita Shaktihi. Unmanifest power is undifferentiated power. The manifest power is differentiated power. Jnana Shakti. ఇచ్చాశక్తి, క్రియాశక్తి. ఇస్ ఇట్ క్లియర్? ఇన్ వేకింగ్ యూ క్యాన్ డిఫరెన్షియేట్. ఇన్ డీప్ స్లీప్ స్టేట్ యూ కెనాట్ డిఫరెన్షియేట్. All the powers are resolved, they are undifferentiated. Power of knowing associated with the sense powers, power of desiring associated with the sense powers, and power of activity associated with what now? The pranas. Amazing, isn't it? Undifferentiated. When the powers are all undifferentiated, when there is no activity, there is no knowledge in deep sleep state, what is? There is no desire in deep sleep state, there is no activity in deep sleep state. Why? Because all the powers are resolved. When they're unmanifest, they're undifferentiated also. When they're undifferentiated, are they one or many? Another is your own deep sleep state. Then what is that when all the powers are resolved, when there's no activity also, there's no jnanam, and not only there is no knowledge of the world. It's okay, world is, okay, this bunch of flowers is, and now I want to get the bunch of flowers, so I want to go and buy it now, I'm going to go. All these are not there. Not only that, for this to be there, knowledge also must be there. Isn't it? I am. That knowledge is the very special in human mind. I am. Then, okay, but no. Asti, bhati, ichami, all these are possible. Then this knowledge, I am, the knowledge of the world is not there. Desire for object is not there. Therefore, activity to obtain, to fulfill the desire also is not required. Therefore, we say what now? That is because the power, all the powers are unmanifest. Means what now? There is no knowledge being unmanifest. Is all the powers being unmanifest and undifferentiated. Knowledge is knowledge being unmanifest is what? All the powers being unmanifest and undifferentiated. There is, when all the powers are undifferentiated and unmanifest, knowledge is also what now? Not manifest, isn't it? Then, how is it? That is what will be in Samashti, what now is in Mahapralaya. But you cannot comprehend, isn't it? Because you yourself are resolved. Who is there to know? You are not there to know. You must be there to know, no? I know, I desire, I do. For something to be done, there must be desire. The desire to be there, there must be knowledge. Knowledge to be there, you must be there. Without I being manifest, there cannot be knowledge, there cannot be desire, there cannot be action. So knowledge is subtler than desire, desire is subtler than action. And I is what? Subtler than everything. And what is the tie? That we'll see later on. Now we say, this is what is Anandamaya Koshaha. When everything is resolved, there is no such a thing called, when the desire is not there, no knowledge, no desire, no action. But no experience of anything. No pain, no pleasure. No pain, no pleasure. That is what is bliss. Okay, what is bliss? Everything is unmanifest. Therefore, undifferentiated. Therefore, there is no experience of anything. Non-experiencelessness. Isn't it? But not sorry, experiencelessness, not non, sorry, experiencelessness is bliss. Experiencelessness is bliss. Experience is what now? Of pains and pleasures. Happiness is swarupam. Got it? So then, that is what we say, no, really speaking, then you analyze your deep sleep state, because you can never comprehend what is total universe being unmanifest. The whole universe is unmanifest in dissolution, in deluge, in Mahapralaya. How everything remains resolved, you can never comprehend it. In anirvacha, incomprehensible, because you will not be there. How can you know? But this deep sleep state helps you to understand it. There is experience of total ignorance, experience of absence of experience, and which is called experience of bliss. Experience, absence of the experience of pains and pleasures is what? Experience of bliss, isn't it? And for that experience of bliss and experience of total ignorance, is there is evident, isn't it? If it is not evident, the total ignorance is not evident, and the total absence of experience or experiencelessness or bliss is not evident, how can I talk about in waking up from sleep? What is the evidence? Isn't it? That evidence is what? You are the evidence. Not an evident here. The evidence is Sakshi. There's no instruments of transaction are used here. No sense powers, no powers of organs of actions, no mind, no intellect. Still there is, isn't it? They become evident. That is what is real Sakshi. You have to distinguish there. Because anything which is evident is what? Evident means object, the experience. That is, there is an experience of that, means the total ignorance becomes object of experience. You understand what I am saying? The bliss is object of experience. So that, because of which the bliss, experience of bliss is possible, experience of total ignorance is possible. There is no distance between total ignorance and the bliss. There is no distance between the witnessing the evidence and the evident. There is no distance. There's no distance. Like light and opaque has no distance. Similarly, the evidence and the evident. What is evident here? Total ignorance and bliss are evident. There's no distance. And that evidence is what? Sakshi is the reality. And that reality is what we say pure consciousness or pure knowledge. Now you can apply what now? This what is said to be Ananda Mayaha. Even if you say, I slept also, what now? Identity is with the sleep, isn't it? You are not the unmanifest knowledge. Being unmanifest is sleep. Yoganidra. Becoming manifest is what now? Waking. Therefore, the Ananda Mayaha actually is also what now? Much subtlest, that is the subtlest matter. Subtler than the Jnanam, manifest knowledge. Understand? All the powers are unmanifest, the unmanifest powers, power, all the three powers are unmanifest, they are undifferentiated, isn't it? When they are undifferentiated, they are one. That one undifferentiated, unmanifest power is what now? Subtler than the manifest power of knowing, the manifest power of act, desire, manifest power of activity. Is it clear now, Rajaji? You have to see how subtler the unmanifest power than the manifest powers. See, when the powers are unmanifest, they are undifferentiated. When they are undifferentiated, they are one. When they are manifest, they are differentiated. Then they become three. One becomes three, differentiated in when they become manifest. The unmanifest, they're one undifferentiated. But one undifferentiated power is a cause for the manifest powers. Got it now? Therefore, all these manifest powers are what now? Actually, this unmanifest power is subtler than the manifest powers. You got it now? Subtler. But does this subtle power has independent existence, unmanifest power? Outside of consciousness, there's no distance. Unmanifest power is what now? Power of the reality. The power of the reality remains unmanifest, and the power of the reality becomes manifest. When the power is manifest, reality is transactable. When the power is unmanifest, reality is non-transactable. What is that real reality? What is the power of knowing itself is the reality? We call it knowledge. Why? These two, what about these two powers? They're all one and the same. you have to see how the unmanifest power is subtler than the manifest powers. And of the manifestations also, you have to see what is subtler than what. Now you can say, Samashvyashti Vijnanamayaha is what now has no independent existence. It's part of the Samashti Vijnanam. Now you can say, Vyashti Karana Shariram. There's no Vyashti Karanam and Samashti Karanam. You can say Vyashti Karana Shariram is what now? Vyashti individual causal body means what? The cause of the individual body mansions complex. Samashti Karana Shariram, Karana Prapanchaha means what? The cause of the total, no, subtle and gross universe. Is one and the same. Listen now. The cause of the original cause of the subtle and gross universe, cause of the individual subtle and gross bodies, one and the same. Finished. So resolved what now? Resolved the Vyashti Karanam in Samashti Karanam. Have you got it now? You resolved every level now. So sthul anna maya resolved in samashti annam. I mean Sanskrit words, okay? Vyashti pranamaya resolved in samashti pranaha. Vyashti manomaya resolved in samashti manaha. Vyashti vijnanam resolved in samashti vijnanam. Vyashti karanam resolved in samashti karanam. You can understand the samashti karanam only in the light of Vyashti Karanam. If Vyashti Karanam also you don't understand, through analysis of this deep sleep state, you sort of comprehend it. You can never know Samashti Karanam. Even the Vyashti Karanam. It's only assumption through your dream state, your deep sleep state. Because you are not there. Even in deep sleep state, when you are not there, you cannot talk about what you are experiencing in deep sleep state as you are sleeping. Unless you wake up, can you talk about your experience? What is the proof that you had experience in deep sleep state? You are the only proof. Isn't it? What is the proof that you had a deep sleep state experience? You are the only proof. And when do you talk about it? Only when you are up. As you are sleeping, as you are experiencing, oh my God, I have no experience, you can talk about it. That experiencing is what? Knowing, experiencing, being aware, being conscious of the total ignorance and bliss is what? This Swarupam. Make it noun, consciousness, awareness, knowledge. You peel all the layers. Now that consciousness is what now? Distinct from each layer of personality. Pancha kosha vilakshanaha. Understood now? You have to analyze Anandamaya kosha also. That unmanifest power, the power being unmanifest is objectified, is in a deep sleep state. Therefore, which means that for what is that to which the power being unmanifest is evident? Got it? That is what we say pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Is anything beyond that? No. So, is it the pure knowledge or pure consciousness is not the unmanifest knowledge. not total ignorance. Pure consciousness is not the bliss. Pure consciousness is not the manifest knowledge, jnana shakti. Pure consciousness is not the manifest Ichcha Shakti. Pure consciousness is not the manifest Kriya Shakti. Pure consciousness is not the Sthula Shariram. Okay? But there's no unmanifest knowledge or bliss without the pure consciousness. There's no jnana shakti, there's no kriya shakti, ichcha shakti without consciousness. There's no sthula shariram without consciousness. Okay? Water is not the wave, but the wave is water. So, vilakshanam. What H2O is? No, tarangaha iti nama rupa vilakshanaha H2O. Vilakshanam is what? Distinct. Can you distance? What can be distanced from consciousness? Nothing can be distanced. Because there is no existence. Nothing can exist being distanced from consciousness. If we distance the wave from the ocean, can't exist. If you distance the ocean from the water, can't exist. So distancing is impossible. But distinctness has to be known. Isn't it? Therefore, that which is distinct. The panchakosha vilakshanaha is what now? Atma. The innermost self of every being, which is the substance of the substantive. I is what now? The pure consciousness distinct from the five layers of personality. But not distant from any of the layer of personality. Then we say, then if we have already resolved what? Individual layers have been resolved in total, isn't it? Now you have to say what now? What about the samashti prapancha now? Samashti sthula prapanchaha, sukshma prapanchaha, sukshma what now? We have to all the corresponding samashti. Five layers of personality have the corresponding five totals. No? So all of them put together is what? Now you reduce the samashti prana, samashti manaha, samashti vijnanam into one samashti sukshma prapancha. Three layers, isn't it? Reduce them into as one, a sukshma shariram. How you can reduce the annamayaha kosha can be said to be what? Sthula shariram. And you can put all the three layers of personality to be together as one sukshma shariram. Isn't it? Veshti pranamayaha, veshti manomayaha, veshti vijnanamayaha together constitute one individual subtle body. Isn't it? Then anandamayaha has what? Cause. Now you see the same way. What is virat samashti sthulam prapanchaha? Virat, gross, total gross manifestation, manifest universe. A total gross universe. And a total subtle universe. It is a subtle universe, I don't think it is total. Universe means total only. So, the gross universe, subtle universe, then cause of the gross and subtle universe. But we give the same two different names. The cause, when you see the unmanifest power, okay, the jnana shakti, kriya shakti, ichcha shakti are the differentiated powers. And they remain undifferentiated when they are unmanifest. The unmanifest power is the cause. Is it clear? The unmanifest power is what? Avyaktam. When it is avyaktam, how is it avyakritam, undifferentiated? And when it is, then it is also about now, anirvachaniyam. It is really inexplicable. Anirvachaniyam. And does it have a beginning? A power is a beginning? No, anadihi. Does the power, unmanifest power, know what it is? So, avidya. Does unmanifest power know I am unmanifest power? A self-consciousness there. Avidya. So it is of the nature of ignorance. It is beginningless. It is inexplicable. It is unmanifest. It is undifferentiated. Therefore, but does it have independent existence, the power? Can the power exist by itself? Outside of consciousness. Power is consciousness. Like what? Illumining power is the sun. Burning power is fire. So the power is what? Unmanifest power is what? Consciousness. It's okay? And that power, we say what now? From the standpoint of the universe, that unmanifest power, you just see, looked upon as the cause of the sthula sukshma prapancha, is given the name Maya. Same power, standpoint of an individual, is called avidya. Total ignorance here. Okay? It is available for our understanding as total ignorance. But there, Maya. See, Maya is also called Moola Vidya. Why is it called Moola Vidya? Beginningless. Who created ignorance? What is ignorance? Is it created by somebody? Is it a creation of ignorance? Ignorance is not created. Therefore, we say what now? The Moola Vidya, Maya. See, all the names become very clear now for you. This is the meaning of all the words, each word. So why is called Maya? Ya, Ma, Sa, Maya. That which does not exist by itself is called Maya. See, beautiful. Names are all very beautiful. Maya, Mayana, Illa, that which does not exist by itself is Maya. What is power is, if you see, it will disappear. It will resolve in what? Consciousness. What is this illumining power, if you search, it will resolve in sun. What is this power of burning, it will resolve in fire. What is this power of knowledge, power of activity, power of desire, power of, what is kriya shakti? Icha shakti, jnana shakti, it will go back what now? One undifferentiated, unmanifest, uncreated, beginningless, anadihi, avidya, anirvachya. You can't explain what it is. Can you explain? It's inexplicable. But ununderstandable. It is understandable. But very slowly. Very subtle. That is what we say what now, two different names, same cause of the universe, is what now, from the standpoint of the totality, given the name Maya, standpoint of the individual, given the name Avidya, they are not two different things, the only cause. Understand? Now, you have resolved the sthulam in sukha, in sukshma, sukshma in karanam, resolve the karanam in consciousness. resolve the karanam in consciousness. Why? Power has no independent existence. Consciousness is not the power, but the power is none other than consciousness. But we do see as the two orders of the same reality. Consciousness is satyam, the power is mithya. It is neither real nor unreal. What is absolutely real is consciousness. Relatively, empirically real is the power. In what form does H2O appear? In the form of the ocean. In what form does reality exist? In the form of knowledge. Okay? This is what is Panchakosha Viveka. Now what have you understood now? Therefore, Panchakosha Vilakshanaha Atma is Sthula Sukshma Karana. Listen. Sthula Sukshma Karana Prapanchasya Moola Karanam Brahma Chaitanyam. Okay, sthula sukshma karana prapanchat ar prapanchebhyaha vilakshanam brahma. Okay, samashti annat, samashti pranat, samashti mano manasaha, samashti vijnanamayat, samashti karanat vilakshanam brahma is what now? Srishti sthiti laya karana jagataha, srishti sthiti laya karanam brahma is panchakosha vilakshanaha atma. Then what now? Atma brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi. Can you say no Brahman? You cannot say I know Brahman. If you understand correctly, you can say what now? Aham Brahma Janami, Aham Brahma Veda, you can never say. Aham Brahma. That is what is taught here. Use that different. Doesn't matter. It's good to go through it. Have I made it clear?
That's the first time I've ever had a real appreciation of the avyakta and the power. And
Because avyakta is always confusing people. Even because in the initially when you talk about it, it doesn't become very clear. That is why the panchakoshas really help you to understand. See, one cannot be there without the other, isn't it?
It's also really clear that you can't just say this, you know. You can just say, oh yeah, this body is universal.
You're not mechanically saying, you're seeing it. See, when I talk to you...
If you can't see it, you can't say it.
See, because I knew when Swamiji is teaching sometimes, very seriously, I can see what he'll be staring at all of you. I can exactly see what he's really, how he sees that. Even when I talk to you, I really have to see that as I talk to you. And you listen, you also see. And you don't see. Isn't it? That's what is giving mission also. You don't mechanically, just blindly, because of some mysticism, no. It's very clear, isn't it? You're just listening and understanding. That is why we say, what is apara vidya when you talk about it? Now you take within this what it is, you go into the details. It was, what is a cell? What is a gene? What is this? You go into details and details and details. So everything is Bhagavan only. The more you know about the matter, the more you understand how one, what all forms knowledge is manifest. One consciousness, isn't it? Exploration, isn't it? It's all manifestation. Anything you come to know, it's what? No, manifestation of what is already there. The storehouse of knowledge is what? Treasure of knowledge is consciousness, actually. That is why knowledge is not really created. No knowledge is created, really. It's only, isn't it? It's only manifestation. I mean, we call it discovery. Knowledge is not discovered, actually. Discovery is knowledge. Knowledge is not discovered. Discovery itself is knowledge. Manifest knowledge. Something is covered. Means knowledge is unmanifest. Something becomes discovered is manifestation of knowledge. So manifestation of knowledge is discovery. Discovery is manifestation of knowledge. That is why the buddhi can be used and to discover as much as possible. It has limitation. It has limitation. It has its own limitation. How much can it know? It has limitation. It's a range, you know, like all the individual powers are limitations. Because the powers again need the locus, you see. The sthula has limitation. So powers also being manifest in a given sthulam. So have become, what now? Limitations. That's why I can see only to that distance. It can't see, sitting here, everything. I can hear only from this distance. The phone rings in other house, we can't hear. There's some range, isn't it? It has limitations. So all these are all, the limitations are there. That is why this whole teaching here is what now? And next verse actually, that Pratibodha Viditta Matama, I do next class. No, we will, because it's a whole long class, but we had to do the previous, before that. That's why he says that Yasya Matam, Tasya Matam, Yasya Amatam, Tasya Matam, Vijanatam, Avijnatam, Avijanatam, Vijnatam. Those for whom Brahman is known, they do not know Brahman. For those for whom Brahman is not known, not the known, and for them Brahman is known, they know Brahman. Which means, in both the sentences, if the Brahman is known for people, which means known means it becomes an object of knowledge. Becomes the, not the self. Non-self, isn't it? Known means object of knowledge means non-self. Non-self means mithya. So mithya is taken for the satyam. Therefore they do not know. If they say Brahman is known, it may call him the known. For if it's an object of knowledge for them, then whatever they think it is Brahman, definitely is not Brahman. Which means they do not know Brahman. There are many people have the problem of mistaking the samadhi experience for enlightenment. In fact, samadhi experience and deep sleep, Swami Puja Swamiji exists very, very clearly, he says, without any fear, he says, a samadhi experience is as good as sleep only. You work hard to have samadhi experience, without any effort you sleep and then you have the experience. Because in samadhi experience also, now all that is you consciously, I mean, you put your thoughts to sleep. Because you don't pay attention to something, it becomes non-existent, isn't it? That is the whole attention meditation, you focus your attention on something. Because in meditation, your attention is not focused on the Swarupam. Attention being focused on Swarupam means dwelling upon the nature of the reality, which is called Nididhyasanam. See, what you are dwelling upon is the very Swarupam of you. That is why there is no subject-object difference. Whereas in meditation, what happens? Of course, contemplation as a mental activity is meditation only. But in many meditation on anything else, focusing attention on given one thing, it is because it helps you to have single-pointedness. Because it will make your mind really tranquil. But that tranquility earned as a result of meditation will be time-bound. It won't be permanent. It's effort, big effort, isn't it? You put your thoughts to sleep deliberately. The cranky children, you work very hard to put them to sleep and then they get up so very quickly, soon. You can't be able to sleep continuously. Because the thoughts, because it is in a karma. And there also when all thoughts are not there, there is no pain, no pleasure. There is pure knowledge. Where will the knowledge go? Pure knowledge is there. But what is not there is, I am that pure knowledge is not there. That is what is jnanam. In sleep also, every day there is pure knowledge. There is knowledge. In sleep there is pure knowledge. In waking also there is knowledge. Is it? Waking, sleep, both happen in knowledge only. The reality only. Rising out of the wave also is in H2O. Falling out of the wave also is in H2O. So waking happens in consciousness. Sleep happens in consciousness. Which is knowledge. Isn't it? But you, when there is a waking, you call it knowledge. Manifest knowledge. When it's a sleep, you call it pure knowledge. There's no real speaking, there's no chicken. Just what is such as the knowledge? You don't need to use the term pure, the adjective, you don't need to say manifest also. Just the knowledge. It's always there. In waking it is there, in deep sleep it is there, in dream it is there, where will it go, without which all these three different states of experience are not possible. But what is not there in sleep is, I am that knowledge is not there. Isn't it? I am that pure knowledge. The self is that pure knowledge is the self. There is no self other than the pure knowledge. That knowledge is not therein. In samadhi also, I work very hard, put thoughts to sleep. And there is this experience. It's the experience of bliss, that's why people like it. And because it is consciously done, it's a thing, something, some achievement, something. And because that, when you get up from sleep, wake up from sleep, after deep sleep, you feel very good. And then because of freshness. Same way, after samadhi also, you'll feel very, very fresh and nice. Good rest, good rest. It's a very good rest. But it's on jnana. Even in samadhi, you don't own up. You don't take ownership of consciousness being your sarupa. That is why still there's no mukti. Unless and until you take ownership of Chaitanyam consciousness as yourself, as the self, there's no wrong notions about you will be resolved. Without having your notions resolved, where is the moksha? There's no real moksha, isn't it? There's no real bondage. Bondage is in your notion. How are you going to correct the notion? Unless you take ownership of the Chaitanyam being yourself. How can you take ownership of consciousness? Unless you are aware of it, isn't it? Just putting the thoughts to sleep helps you what? Helps you to escape from experiences. In samadhi, all that samadhi helps you to do is, what samadhi does is, it can help you to free yourself from experiences of the external world. It can be a different experience, because even a world is not experienced, sthulatayava, sukshmatayava, either without the gross universe, without the subtle universe, or without the dream universe also. No universe, there's no experience. It can help you to remain free from experiences. The experiencelessness will be the experience of the samadhi also. Doesn't mean ignorance will go by that. I am Brahman. It is the knowledge, you know, that is where the freedom is. And that you cannot have that knowledge even in samadhi or in sleep. See, remaining in samadhi, you can never attain self-knowledge. When you put yourself to sleep, how can you know you? When you do not even know you are, how can you know what you are? In sleep, can you become a jnani, wise person in sleep? Can you know what you are when you do not even know what you are? If that is possible, everybody can put to sleep as soon as they come, or we can give sedatives to all of you. Sleep, put to sleep all of them, then I can start teaching. Isn't it? So, in what happens in deep sleep state? Same thing, samadhi. In samadhi, you put everything to sleep. There's no I thought. Consciously put yourself to sleep. How can you know what you are in samadhi? You are yourself in samadhi, no doubt. Even in sleep, you are yourself. In waking, you are not yourself. What does it mean? You take the body for this. Body becomes a self for you. Mind becomes a self. Each layer of personality becomes what now? Person. In sleep, you are yourself. Whenever you are yourself, you are free from pains and pleasures. But in sleep and samadhi, you are yourself without knowing what you are. In knowledge, you are yourself knowing what you are. Is it clear? There's a difference. In knowledge, you are yourself knowing what you are. In ignorance, in sleep and samadhi, you are yourself not knowing you what you are. In fact, I can say one more thing. In sleep and in samadhi, you are yourself, not knowing you are, not knowing what you are. In knowledge, you are yourself, knowing you are knowing what you are. Whenever you are yourself, there is no dukkham, there is no sorrow. So sorrowlessness can be bliss, sorrowlessness can be happiness also. When you know you are, you know what you are, there is knowledge, in total knowledge, there is happiness, freedom. In total ignorance, there is bliss. You are yourself. That is why there is no pain, there is no dukkham. Isn't it? But you do not know you are, you do not know what you are also. But in half knowledge, you know, when, isn't it? In waking, when you know you are, but you do not know what you are, but you do not know that you do not know what you are, and therefore what now? You know you are, but you are not actually what you are. You are not yourself in waking in ignorance. You are, but you are not yourself. That's why the people like Jaya Krishnamurti say, just be thyself. Oh, what a profound statement. What do we understand? Just be. Just be. Just be thyself. Come and say, my God, what a wonderful, amazing, profound expression is it, isn't it? I do ask, okay, so what? It is a profound statement. Do you understand what it means? What just being means what? Just be thyself. Just be thyself. What it means? People have their own interpretation of being one's own self. I won't change for others. I'll just be what I am. Again. You know what I'm saying? It's all. And the third mantra says that. Not actually, the fourth mantra only gives everything for explanation. But the third mantra, actually, you know what? Actually, if it is an object, it is unknown. If it is this, there is not even a subject. So, for the one who knows Brahman, Brahman is neither the object nor the subject. Understand? Brahman is just the self. Self is Brahman.
The first half of that statement is clear. The second half is not as clear.
Which one?
Those who do not know, know.
Yeah.
I don't know Brahman, but I'm not.
No. Do not know means same thing. Avijanatam, vijanatam. Vijnatam. Same expressions. Both the sentences mean the same. For those people for whom Brahman is the known, they do not know Brahman. Which means if Brahman is the known, definitely Brahman is one of the objects of experience. Which means for them, still, if it is impossible for them, Brahman is a known means, they must have the identity still with what? Still the non-self is the self for them. The known is Brahman means what? Non-self is the self.
Yeah,
there are people, even that's like how other people know, that some people mind is the self. There are people who still, no, because it's easy for people to, oh, my body is not the self, you can say. But still, the sukshma, the mind is the self for many people. Mind is the self, I, meaning of the word I. Therefore, he says, only next class. No, either the indriyani or buddhihi or manaha or shariram. No, leave the sarvayam. There's still aham, buddhihi is still there. Then only you can say what now, mind, Brahman is the known. If Brahman is the known means definitely same meaning for the both sentences. For whom Brahman is the known, which is an object of knowledge, of experience, or some experience also. Experience itself is taken for Brahman. See, not only object of experience is object different from Brahman. Some people leave the object of experience, and the experience itself is object of experience. You know that? Experience being object of experience is not known for some people. Some experience is taken to be the knowledge. Subtle, isn't it? See, the object first, see, when external world is experienced, we talk about Triputi Bheda. There is knower, there is known, there is knowledge. Knower, known, knowledge. Experiencer, experience, and experienced. In fact, the experience itself is an object of experience. Experience itself is the experienced. Deep sleep state, experience itself is what now? The object of experience. That is where you understand the distancelessness between, is it? Sakshi Chaitanyam and the Sakshya state of mind. The witnessed state of mind and witnessing consciousness, witness consciousness. In between, is there anything? There is nothing in between the light and the opaque. Light is opaque, object shines. Consciousness is state of mind shines. What state of mind, isn't it? All the powers are resolved. The knowledge is resolved. The knowledge is totally, what now? Resolved. The totally resolved knowledge is what? Power, isn't it? Unmanifest knowledge. And the bliss is what? Is there anything between witness consciousness and the witnessed state of mind, the bliss? Bliss is a state of mind. Bliss is a state of mind. Therefore, that is what? No. It is experience, isn't it? Mind is experience, actually. A state of mind is a state of experience. And the experience itself is what? Object of experience. There is no distance. And that is where you have to what? No. Okay, physically, the opaque object and the light are inseparable. But you can distinguish, can have the discriminative knowledge of what light is, what light is not, what opaque is, it cognitively. The same way, what is experienced, is it? What is experience and what is witnessed and what is the witness? You can cognitively distinguish, isn't it? You can cognitively separate witness consciousness, the witnessed state of mind, which is an experience. because it's no gross thing. There's no gross object of experience. There's no other object of experience other than the experience. Experience itself is object of experience. Isn't it? Experience itself is an object of experience of consciousness. Therefore, the experiencer is consciousness. The experience also is consciousness. The experience also is what? Consciousness. That is where Aryabhatta's orders of reality means what? The power and consciousness are not two different things. Therefore, from this way, apara prakritihi, Bhagavan says in 7th chapter, apara prakritihi and para prakritihi. There are two different things, isn't it? When Ishwar talks about it. What is my paraprakriti? What is my apraprakriti? Why he called it two prakritis? Both are what? One and the same, Bhagavan. You cannot separate power and consciousness. So we call power of consciousness. Like illumining power of the sun, burning power of fire. We use all these expressions, but really speaking, what is burning power? Fire. What is illumining power? Sun. What is power of knowing? Consciousness. The reality. Therefore, what is reality? Power of knowing is reality. So what do you call it then? Knowledge. Therefore, what is the swarupam? Knowing is, power of knowing is a swarupam. So what do you call it? So pure knowledge is, so knowledge is reality. Finished. There's no reality other than knowledge. Because for the mind, subtlety, isn't it? Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.